This is the making of the show, The Great Expectations of Princess Portus, by the Academic Genius Brothers, our radio series in 14 episodes. It's time to be fun, fair, and square.
Yes.
Episode 6, Operation Green Snow. Wednesday, 2 p.m., Jesse's home. Today, we're not gonna mess around. We've been too loose, and that's enough. Paul will reframe us and lead us as the general of a special commando. It's gonna be terrific. Order will finally be restored, because a dangerous event threatens to come upon us. Dance, Portus, for Paul. There is no question of letting Jesse and Wuz quiet before knowing what is behind this event. Wuz and Jesse will then take their mission seriously. Too seriously. It's gonna be terrific. Again. Super. No more three sketches to define, and we'll have to, we've done the show.
Okay, guys. Scene 8 moved to 11 last time. Returns to the 8th position, just after the cultural program. For scenes 5, 6, 7, 8, we have a good tempo. We just need to check the timing. Scene 4, it swings. The scene 3, Princess Portus, we still have a lot of work, but we have some very good ingredients. It's going to be really funny, like the previous episode.
Sorry, it was not so funny last time, huh?
French humor, better forget and forgive.
If you forget, you can't forgive something that you forgot.
True. I start again. French humor, better to forgive and forget.
Hey, oh, the Anglo-Saxon, Australino, British, you calm down, otherwise I go to sleep.
Wes, promise us not to use French humor anymore. It's too complicated for us.
Okay, guys, I promise, I swear, I testify on the head of Froggy the Frenchie.
Thank you. Now, scenes 9, 10, 11. Sorry, we're going to have to hit hard. We can't afford an atmospheric depression. We're going to have to grain to grind. Bread on the table and the carrots are not cooked. If we do not want to end up on the stage in the glue, oh, do not do the stupid brothers again. Understood?
Yes, sir.
Now, we will destroy our obstacles and we're going to cause mayhem. It's going to rock out. No limit. We go for it. We're here not to mess around or get yelled at.
Yes, sir.
We maintain our objectives. We do not look behind. We focus. We concentrate. And we go there without complaining. We assume. We accelerate. There's no time off. We were at 120%. Today, we will go to 200. And then, we will go to the top percentage. The day of the performance, we must reach over 1,000 without growling and with a little smile. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Any questions? No good. Gentlemen, as I have just told you, you won't play with me. Cowards, fearful, cautions will have no place here. Understood?
Yes, sir.
Where is the commando?
In front of you, sir.
How many of you are there?
Me, him, and you. 3, sir.
Where are the others?
We've been here all the time.
How is this possible?
It's a mystery to us.
You, shut up. I didn't ask you to talk.
Perhaps this is due to the complexity of the theater of operations.
Operations are always complex, unpredictable, unexpected on the battlefield. Are you able to improvise and take initiative?
Affirmative. I even know how to anticipate, and I speak several languages.
It's useless. Have you identified some zones of conflict?
Yes. The main one is at Town Hall. The area is dense, occupied by different protagonists. The rivalries are strong, and there is a lot of collateral damage.
What have you undertaken?
Strictly nothing.
Excellent. Did you carry out diplomatic missions in civilian clothes?
Yes, sir.
Name and code, registration number.
I am not authorized to answer this question.
Are you kidding?
I am not authorized to answer this question.
How is it that we have deviated from our centers of interest, namely 9, 10, and 11?
Sir, contact our intelligence agent. Here, present at my side. Be careful, he is sometimes very stupid and confuse you like a small fluffy rabbit.
Sir, do not contact me. It is I who will contact you.
Excellent.
For reason of general security, sir, and to create confusion to the enemy, I will call you from now under the codename Paul. Not to be confused with your whole name, Paul.
Perfect.
Depending on my mission, you will have to sign your orderly, North Pole, if I have to go to the South, or...
South Pole, if you want to go to the North, I suppose, to create confusion to our enemy.
Yes, sir. On the other hand, I understood that you want to obtain information about Scene 9, 10, and 11, where there is currently no activity going on that could satisfy you.
Exactly.
About Scene 9, a wacky attack is happening now in order to form the basis of an operational zone of Zani Freedom. Hear my report, sir.
So many pages?
Yes, sir. It's an only a summary concerning Scene 11. Nothing have been spotted. We plan to intervene. We are waiting for your order, sir.
You will have it at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Thanks, sir. I will prefer today at 5 p.m. Our intelligence service is closed tomorrow in order to confuse our enemy who thinks our office are open.
Excellent. You will have it today. What happens in Scene 10? The news are not good.
Sir, It appears that unidentified individuals have invaded this space after having super discreetly carried out rebellious reforestation activity for years.
Are the rebels the same as those concerning the classified information? Dance for all, up to date, 03.
Sir, please contact our agent specified in this kind of file, here by your side.
I need intelligence, have you?
Only after 9 p.m. Sorry, sir, it's 3:35.
I will do what little you have left done now, and you will know what about the information. Dance for all, update 03.
One thing, sir. It's fake.
How do you know?
After inspection, with the means conferred upon me, I reconfirm the accuracy of my analysis. It is, indeed, fake. Here is the real message. Read for yourself. See the difference.
Portus dance. What's up, 03? Damn! We're not going to roll in flour, swim in mash, and fall into cow shit. What do you think they are? I'll make them swallow the pill and spit out their venom.
What enemies are you thinking of?
To these conspirators and their fake news. Damn them, damn! So there will be two events, one fake and one true.
Yes, sir. Concerning the true one. The main area of the organizers is to plant trees while dancing. To water them with pee after having drunk a homemade beer. Homemade beer was recipe we do not know at the moment. And boost plant growth as well by offering them the organic poop of the participants.
Listen, we are going to have to make allies of those you've just mentioned. As for the others, the falsifiers, our commando disguised as green belters will reserve a big surprise for them.
My report, sir. Send 9 and 10 under control.
Be brief.
That's all, sir.
Excellent.
Guys, it's already 4:40 p.m. We only have scene 11 to find. See you soon, but not this Saturday. I've got things to do, okay? But next Wednesday?
Where are you going on Saturday?
I'm not authorized to answer this question.
He, Waz, can work on the songs for Saturday at my place.
Oh, you know what? Excellent.
The end. This concludes our 6th radio episode, Operation Green Snow. The making of the Genius Brothers show has become even more square. He was already, but now he is square, to the third power, in order not to go around in circles because it turns his head and probably other things that we don't know. Anyway, it's time to be fun, fair and square. See you next week for the exciting 7th episode, The Botanist Debate. Signed, A.G.B.M.
Yes, sir.
This is the work of a Frenchman. Any resemblance to actual English grammar, Shakespearean or otherwise, is purely coincidental. The Anglo-Saxon actors in this production take no responsibility for the structure of their dialogue or word choice.
Excellent. Excellent, good.